आज हम बात करेंगे प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड, विच इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू अंडरस्टैंड द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ डिमांड विद द हेल्प ऑफ यू कैन से द सो मैनी फॉर्मूला दैट विल बी यूजिंग टू कैलकुलेट द इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड. So, dear learner, welcome first of all. So, today we will be talking about the price elasticity of demand. Before we begin with this topic, I'll let you know the topic that we'll be covering today. So, we will talk about today what is the elasticity of demand, what are the types of price elasticity of demand, and how do we calculate, that means the methods of calculating the elasticity of demand, and also we'll discuss the factors that affect the price elasticity of demand. Now, before we begin with what do you understand by the price elasticity of demand, as we know, there is an inverse relationship between the price and quantity demanded. That means, as per the law of demand, which say if the price fall, quantity demanded increases. If the price rise, the quantity demanded fall. So, in that case, it suggests that quantity changes due to change in price. But we don't know how much amount the quantity demanded changes due to change in price. So, this information will be getting with the help of elasticity of demands. That means, hume pata hai ki price ek factor hai jiski wajah se hamari quantity ki demand change ho rahi hai. But in order to find out kitna change ho raha hai quantity demanded mein due to change in price, uske liye we should understand the concept of elasticity of demand. When we talk about the elasticity, as we know, when we talk about the elasticity of demand, it simply means degree of response. That means how the demand responds to the how demand is response to the change in price. As also we know, there are demand of a particular commodity is also influenced by various factors. For example, the one of the main factor is price. The second will be price of related goods. Third is income of the consumer and the taste and preference of the consumer. So we know these all are the factors that determine, or you can say that affect the demand for the particular commodity. So in order to find out how much our demand changes due to this factor, we need to study the elasticity of demand. So elasticity of demand, in the simple way we can say it means a degree of responsiveness of a demand to a change into its price. So that means how our demand changes, how our demand responds to change in price, or you can say the price of related goods and income of the consumer. So basically, the elasticity of demand give us three dimension broadly. First, we will measure the impact of price. Second, we'll measure the impact of income. Third, we'll measure the price impact of related goods. So the first dimension that is coming through from the top, like elasticity of demand, is price elasticity of demand. So in that case, we measure how our demand changes due to change in its price. फॉर एग्ज़ाम्पल, अगर हम कह रहे हैं कि हमारी डिमांड बढ़ गई है 10% ड्यू टू 5% फॉल इन प्राइस, तो हम कैसे मेजर करेंगे? उसके लिए वी हैव दी फॉर्मूला, दैट इज़ द प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड, विच इज़ इक्वल्स टू परसेंटेज चेंज इन क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड डिवाइडेड बाय परसेंटेज चेंज इन प्राइस. सो दैट मीन्स जितना हमारी क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड में चेंज हुआ है और जितना हमारा प्राइस में चेंज हुआ है, अगर उस क्वांटिटी को हम परसेंटेज चेंज इन प्राइस से डिवाइड कर दें, तो हमारी प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड आ जाएगी. दैट मीन्स हमारी डिमांड कितना चेंज हो रही है ड्यू टू चेंज इन इट्स प्राइस. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, अगर हम कह रहे हैं कि हमारी डिमांड बढ़ रही है 10% से ड्यू टू 5% फॉल इन प्राइस, सो दैट मीन्स 10 इज द परसेंटेज चेंज इन क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड. सो 10 इफ वी डिवाइड बाय परसेंट चेंज इन प्राइस, दैट इज द -5. सो वी विल बी गेटिंग द प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड, दैट इज द -2. नाउ हियर वी कैन से then elasticity of demand is coming out to be negative. Why this it is negative? Because we have already studied that we already know that there is an inverse relationship between the price and the quantity demanded as per the law of demand. That's why it is negative. Now the second dimension of elasticity is income elasticity of demand. As the name suggests, incomes, that means we measure how demand is response to a change in the income of the consumer. For example, if we want to measure how the income impact the percent change in quantity demanded, so we will be using the formula, and it is denoted by EY. So that is equals to percentage change in quantity demanded divided by percentage change in price of the or change in the income of the कंज्यूमर. अगर मैं कह रही हूँ कि एक बायर की इनकम इंक्रीज हो रही है बाय 10% और क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड ऑल्सो इंक्रीज हो रही है 20%, सो दैट मीन्स हमारी परसेंटेज चेंज इन क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड विल बी 20 एंड परसेंटेज चेंज इन इनकम ऑफ द कंज्यूमर इज 10. सो इफ 20 डिवाइडेड बाय 10 देन 2 इज द इनकम इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड, सो दैट मीन्स 2 इज द परसेंटेज वी कैन से दैट इम्पैक्ट द चेंज इन क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड. Then third we have is the cross elasticity of demand. In cross elasticity of demand, as we know, the quantity demanded is also affected by the price of related goods or substitute, like for example substitute goods like tea and coffee, complementary goods like car and petrol. Fine. So the price of this substitute goods or price of the complementary good also affect the demand for a commodity. So if the demand for a commodity rises, let's say by 10% due to 5% rise in price of its substitute goods, then the cross elasticity of demand will be equals to percent change in quantity divided by percent change in price of related goods. So let's suppose if 10 is the percent change in quantity divided, and if we divide by price of related goods, then it is coming out to be 2. So in this way we can calculate how our demand, quantity demanded, changes due to the presence of the price, due to the change in the, you can say, the income of the consumer, due to change in the price of the related goods, or you can say the, like, for substitute goods or the complementary goods. However, if you may be noted, here we are not considering the fourth factor, that is the taste and preference of the consumer. As we know, taste and preference of the consumer we cannot measure numerically, so elasticity of demanded cannot be numerically expressed in this case, so that's why we ignore this factor. So mainly there are three dimension of elasticity of demand, that is the price elasticity of demand, income elasticity of demand, and the cross elasticity of demand. So now we will moving towards the next topic, that is related to the types of price elasticity of demand. There are various types, and we also called it by degree. So there are various degree, or there are various types of price elasticity of demand. As we know, there are various goods jinki demand change nahi hoti hai due to change in price, aur ek कुछ कुछ ऐसे हैं जिनकी डिमांड चेंज होती है ड्यू टू चेंज इन प्राइस. फॉर एग्जांपल अगर हम बात करें सॉल्ट एंड नेसेसिटी गुड्स लाइक मिल्क, इवन इफ द प्राइस इज हाई वी नीड टू लाइक इट इज वेरी नेसेसरी टू कंज्यूम, सो वी कैन से द डिमांड डज नॉट वेरी टू मच. बट ऑन द अदर एंड इफ यू टॉक अबाउट एप्पल, इफ द प्राइस ऑफ एप्पल इंक्रीजेस, अल्टीमेटली व्हाट विल हैपन, द डिमांड विल fall. So we can say here the types of goods is also play a very important role in determining the demand. So as quantity demanded differ due to change in its price, so in the same way we can say the degree of responsiveness of demand is also differ to a change in price. So that means since the quantity of goods, or you can say the quantity demanded, differ due to change in price, so in the same way the elasticity of demand is also differ. So in this context, the price elasticity of demand is broadly classified into the five category. So we will discuss one by one each category. So first category that we have is perfectly inelastic demand. Perfectly inelastic demand, that means there is no change in quantity demanded. So that means hamara price agar change bhi ho raha hai, to us case mein hamari quantity demanded mein koi farak nahi aa raha hai. So that means even if the price changes, the demand will remain constant. That means there is no change. For example, let's say if the price of a particular commodity is, let's say, 10 and the quantity demanded is 2, even if the price rises from 10 to 15 and 15 to 20, and the quantity demanded will remain the same, that is the 2. So if that means if we plot this information graphically, so we can say the demand curve is parallel to the y-axis. Since there is no change in demand, only the one variable is changed here, that is the price. So here the elasticity of demand is equals to 0. Now, if we talk about the second type or the second degree of price elasticity of demand, that is the less than unit elastic demand. So here the elasticity of demand is less than 1, and it is also called it, sometimes we called it relatively inelastic. So here percentage change in quantity demanded is less than the percentage change in price. So that means यहाँ हमारी quantity demanded में change आ रहा है, but इतना change नहीं आ रहा जितना हमारा price में change आ रहा है. So that means quantity demanded respond तो कर रही है, but इतना नहीं कर रही है. For example, अगर if any price of any commodity let's say is 10, so quantity demanded is 4. If the price increases from 10 to 20, so quantity demanded is 3. So that means हमारा price 100% बढ़ गया, जो 10 का था 20% हो गया, और जो क्वांटिटी 4 की थी वो 4 डिमांडेड थी एंड वो कितनी हो गई 3. दैट मींस देयर इज अ चेंज ऑफ फॉल इन क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड इज बाय 75%. सो प्राइस में हमारा ज्यादा चेंज आया है, बट द क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड में हमारा इतना चेंज नहीं आया है. So if we plot this information graphically, our demand curve is look like little bit steeper. So that means quantity demanded changes, but it is less than the percentage change in price. So it is generally happen in case of necessity goods, like for example medicine, food commodities, etc. That is very necessary. So in that case, it's in these goods generally have a elastic less than unit elastic demand. Now the third that we have is unit elastic demand, where the elasticity of demand is equals to 1. So that means it occurs basically when the percentage change in quantity demanded is equals to percentage change in price. So that means jitna hamari quantity demanded mein change aa raha hai utna hi hamara quantity jitna hamara percentage change in price mein change aa raha hai utna hi hamara quantity demanded mein change aa raha hai. That's why we called it unit elastic demand. For example, let's say if we have given the price and the quantity, if price of a particular commodity let's say is 20, the quantity demanded is 40. If the price of a particular commodity is increases from 20 to 30, so in that case the quantity is also increases from 40 to 20. So that means hamara jo price increase hua 50% se, jaise hi price increase hua waise hi hamari quantity demanded रिस्पॉन्स किया एंड वो कितना फॉल हो गई 20%. सो दैट मीन्स जब मैं अभी तक मैं उसको 40 कंज्यूम कर रही थी एंड नाउ इट विल बिकम 20. सो दैट मीन्स हियर द फॉल इन गुड्स इज 50 फॉल इन गुड्स वी कैन से डिक्रीज फ्रॉम 50% इन रिस्पॉन्स टू इंक्रीज इन प्राइस बाय 50%. सो यहाँ पे हमारी जो रेशियो क्या हो गई 50:50. नाउ इफ वी प्लॉट दिस इंफॉर्मेशन ग्राफिकली, सो द डिमांड कर्व वी गेट इज यूजली लाइक अ रेक्टेंगुलर हाइपरबोला. नाउ व्हाट विल हैपन इन द रेक्टेंगुलर हाइपरबोला, इट इज लाइक वेयर द वेरियस रेक्टेंगल इज फॉर्म्ड इन द सेम एरिया. सो जहाँ पे आपके बहुत सारे रेक्टेंगुलर बन जाएंगे विद द हेल्प ऑफ दिस काइंड ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन, सो वी विल गेट द डिमांड कर्व एंड इट इज लुक लाइक अ रेक्टेंगुलर hyperbola. Now the next type or next degree of elasticity of demand is more than unit elasticity of demand, so where the elasticity of demand is greater than 1. So when it occurs, when the percentage change in quantity demanded is more than the percentage change in price, so that means hamari quantity demanded mein zyada farak aa raha hai due to change in percentage change in price. So that means it is also called by the name of highly elastic. For example, if the price of a particular commodity is 100 and the quantity demanded is 400, if the price has become from 100 to 150, then quantity demanded will become 100. So, yahan pe kya hua? There is a drastic change in the quantity demanded of a particular commodity. So, quantity demanded hamari jo hai, wo fall ho rahi hai by 75% in response to the 50% change in price. So here what we are saying here, the demand is highly elastic, and when we plot this information graphically, the demand curve will become flatter. Basically it is usually happen in case of luxury goods mein kya hota hai, jaise hi price increase hua aap kya karte ho usko hum avoid karte hain ki koi baat nahi, when the price fall in the future we'll buy that particular commodity. So it is usually happen in case of luxury goods. Now if we talk about the last degree or the type of elasticity of demand, that is the perfectly inelastic demand. Here the elasticity of demand is equals to infinity. So our demand expand and contract without a very little change in price. So here our price remain constant, so quantity demanded will vary. You can say the expand bad bhi sakti hai aur कम भी हो सकती है. सो यहाँ पे क्या है, एक वेरिएबल चेंज हो रहा है, दैट इज द क्वांटिटी. ऑन द अदर हैंड द प्राइस विल रिमेन द सेम. फॉर एग्जांपल, इफ द प्राइस इज 20 ऑफ अ पर्टिकुलर कमोडिटी, देन क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड इज 2. इफ द प्राइस विल रिमेन द सेम, दैट इज 20, द क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड में इंक्रीज बाय 4. इट मे हैपन ड्यू टू एनी अदर फैक्टर्स, लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल इफ द इनकम ऑफ द कंज्यूमर इज इंक्रीज अल्टीमेटली, और यू कैन से द टेस्ट एंड प्रेफरेंस ऑफ द कंज्यूमर चेंज. सो हो सकता है जो अभी तक वो 2 क्वान्टिटी परचेज कर रहा था, सो बिकॉज ऑफ चेंज इन दिस फैक्टर वो मूव करेगा 4 पे. सो अल्टीमेटली वॉट वी आर सेइंग हियर, द क्वान्टिटी डिमांडेड चेंजेस बाय 100% विदाउट चेंज इन price. And if we plot this information graphically, in that case the demand curve is parallel to the x-axis. So these all are the types, or you can say the degree of price elasticity of demand. In the first case, when the elasticity of demand is zero, here only the one variable is changes, that is the only the price is changed, quantity demanded will remain constant. On the other hand, in second is less than unit elastic demand, where the elasticity of demand is less than 1. Then third is unit elastic demand, where the elasticity of demand is equals to 1. That means there is no change in percentage change in quantity demanded due to percentage change in its price. Fourth is more than unit elastic demand, when the elasticity of demand is more than 1. Then fifth is perfectly elastic demand, when the elasticity of demand is equals to infinity. Now the next topic that we talk about is methods for measurement of price elasticity of demand. Generally there are 2 methods for measuring the elasticity of demand. The first is percentage change method, then second is geometric method. Now first we talk about the percentage change method, and this method is also known by the proportionate method or the flux method. Now according to this method, in order to calculate the price elasticity of demand, we will be using the formula, and the formula is equals to percentage change in quantity demanded divided by percentage change in price. That means हमारा quantity demanded में कितना change आ रहा है due to percentage change in price. So if we put all these information in this formula, we will be getting the price elasticity of demand. Now the questions come, how do we calculate the percentage change in quantity demanded? So percentage change in quantity demanded के लिए हमारे पास जो formula है वो है change in quantity demanded. That means price के change होने से हमारी quantity demanded में कितना change आया. अगर मैं उसको divide कर दूँ पुरानी quantity, that means the initial quantity that I have bought at the same price when the price has not increased or price has not fall, and multiply कर दूँ 100 से, so I'll be getting the percentage change in quantity demanded. On the other end, in the same way, I can calculate the percentage change in price, which is equals to change in price, that is change in P divided by initial price. That means the price that I have paid, like that I have charged the first. So if we multiply by 100, so I'll be getting the percentage change in price. So if I divide the percentage change in quantity demanded by the percentage change in price, we will arrive at, or we will find out the elasticity of demand. Now the if we can say, for example, we will discuss this concept with the help of example. There are 2, you can say, the simple, sometime we will given the complete information, sometime we have given the incomplete information. So first we talk about the first case. Let's say if it is given that the quantity demanded for a particular commodity is rises by 20%. ठीक है, हमें पता है कि हमारी quantity demanded में change हो रहा है, वो कितना हो रहा है, 20% due to 8% fall in price. और हमारा price में कितना fall हो रहा है, 8%, बल्कि क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड में हमारा राइज हो रहा है 20%. सो इफ वी डिवाइड 20% बाय ए -8%, -8 बिकॉज एज वी नो देर इज अ फॉल्स एंड वी हैव टू यूज दी नेगेटिव साइन. सो इफ वी पुट दिस इन्फॉर्मेशन इन द फॉर्मुला दैट वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस, दैट इज परसेंट चेंज इन क्वांटिटी डिवाइडेड बाय परसेंट चेंज इन प्राइस, सो वी विल बी गेटिंग द इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड विच इज इक्वल्स टू -2.5. Now -2.5, that means it suggests there is a inverse relationship between the price and the quantity demanded. Now the second case, Let's suppose we have not given the percentage change in quantity demanded. Fine, it's a very simple case that we have already discussed. Now, sometime we have given the initial price, we have given the initial quantity, and we have given the change in price, and we have given the new price basically, and we have given the new quantity. So, we have given the two different prices, and we have given the quantity demanded at the two different prices. So, let's say, suppose if the price is 10 and the quantity demanded is 100. Now, if the price falls to 10 to 8, the quantity demand increases to 150. Fine. So, how do we calculate the price elasticity of demand? So, in that case, a formula that we need to use is, first of all, we need to find out the percent change in quantity demanded. So, in this case, we have not given the information about the percent change in quantity demanded. So, we need to find out the percent change in quantity demanded. So, which is equals to hamari kitni demand expend hui hai 100 se 150. So, 150 mein se agar main 100 minus kar dun, total change in demand aa gaya. If we divide by initial quantity, to pehle kitni quantity demand ho rahi thi 100. So, that means 50 by 100 into 100. That means the percent change in quantity demanded is coming out to be 50%. Now, if we talk about how do we find out the percent change in price. Now, prices fall by 2 rupees. So, minus 2 divided by earlier price, or you can say the initial price is 10. And if we divide, multiply by 100, so I'll be getting the minus 20%. So, that means the percent change in price will be equals to 20%. Now, if we put this information in the main formula, that is the percent change in quantity divided by percent change in price, so we'll be getting the elasticity of demand, that is 50 by minus 20, that means minus 2.5. again, it is the inverse, so that means it shows how the quantity demanded response due to change in price, and we can say here it is negative. Now if we talk about the second method, that is the geometric method. Geometric method, it is also known by the point method also. So, here we also measure the elasticity or demand on the straight line demand curve by identifying the various points. So, yahan pe kya hai? Hum different points pe, ek demand curve pe different points plot karke, we will find out the elasticity of demand. That means हमारे demand में कितना change आ रहा है due to change in price. And the formula that we will be using under the geometric method will be equals to the ratio of lower segment of the demand curve divided by the upper segment of the demand curve. So, जब अगर हम lower segment of the demand curve divide कर देंगे upper segment से, so we will be getting the elasticity of demand. Now, we will discuss this point method with the help of straight line demand curve. So, let's suppose if we have given the demand curve in the which is AB. Fine, if we divide this demand curve by equal point, let's say we will by different points, let's say C, D, M, and P. So, here we want to measure the elasticity of demand at each point. Fine, so here the middle point is M. And the formula suggests under the geometric method, if we divide the lower segment by the upper segment, we will be getting the elasticity of demand at particular point. So, elasticity of demand at point M will be equals to the total demand is AB. So, that means if I divide the lower segment, that is the MP by MC, we will be getting the elasticity of demand. So, here the demand is coming out to be 1. So, here the R demand curve is divided into the two parts, that is the one segment, that is the lower segment and the upper segment. Now, if we calculate the elasticity of demand at point N, so here the lower segment will be NP and the upper segment will be NC. So, here NP, that means the lower segment is less than the upper segment, so elasticity of demand will be less than 1. And the other hand, the another point, that is at point P. At point P, there is no lower segment as such. So, we have the upper segment only. So, ultimately 0 by PC. So, here the elasticity of demand will be 0. Now, if we talk about the elasticity of demand at point above the midpoint, that is the D. So, here if we divide the lower segment will be the larger, or we can say the than the upper segment. So here the elasticity of demand will be calculated by dp divided by dc. So here the point d is above the midpoint, and elasticity or demand at this point will be equals to greater than 1. Now if we talk about at point c, where the lower segment is cp, that means the lower segment is more than the upper segment is 0, so the demand, elasticity demand, is coming out to be infinity. Fine. So in this way, here we are measuring elasticity or demand at different points on plotting on the same, or you can say the on the straight line demand curve. So we can say here at midpoint elasticity demand will be equals to 1, at below the midpoint elasticity or demand is less than 1, and above the midpoint elasticity or demand is greater than 1. Welcome back, learner. So far we have discussed what is the meaning of elasticity of demand, what are the types of elasticity of demand. Also, we have discussed the methods of calculating the elasticity of demand, which is the percentage change in method or the geometric method. Now, we will discuss the relationship between the total expenditure and the price elasticity of demand. Jaisa ki hame pata hai ki hamari quantity demanded change ho rahi hai due to change in price. So that means the responsiveness of demand in relation to change in price is inversely related. So what we are saying here, the price is also determine the expenditure. Fine. So jaise hi aapka price bad jayega, to expenditure bhi bad jayega. Jaise hi price aapka kam hoga, waise hi expenditure aapka kam ho jayega. So there are three cases in which we can study the relationship between the total expenditure. That means elasticity or demand ki change hone se expenditure mein kitna farak aa raha hai, kuch nahi aa raha hai, ya fir kitna aa raha hai. So there are three cases. We will discuss each case one by one. So first case, when the elasticity or demand is less than 1. Let's say if there is a fall in price, then ultimately price fall ho gaya, expenditure bhi kam ho gaya. On the other hand, agar price bad gaya, to hamara expenditure bhi bad gaya. So that means both the price and the expenditure move in the same direction. So let's say that price of a particular commodity is 10, so quantity demanded is 10, so total expenditure kitna aega, agar main dono ko multiply kar dun, 12 into 10, so that means 120. Now let's say the price is reduces to 10 and the quantity demanded is 11, so if we multiply 10 into 11, then it is coming out to be 110. So jaise hi mera price fall ho raha hai, mera expenditure bhi kam aa raha hai. So that means both the expenditure and the price are moving in the same direction. Fine. So this is the case when the elasticity or demand is less than 1. Then the second case, when the elasticity or demand is more than 1. Let's suppose if there is a fall in price, and ultimately kya hoga, aapki expenditure increase ho gaya. Theek hai? If there is rise in price, let's say led to fall in total expenditure. So in that case, both the price and the total expenditure moves in opposite direction. Let's understand this with the help of example. Let's say when the price of the particular commodity is 12 and the quantity demanded is 10, then total expenditure will be 120. Now let's say if the price reduces to 10. अब क्या हुआ, प्राइस रिड्यूस हो गया और क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड में हमारा कितना चेंज आ गया, 14. ठीक है, सो हमारा टोटल एक्सपेंडिचर कितना हो गया, 140. ऑन द अदर एंड प्राइस 10 टू 8 हो गया, क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड हमारी और बढ़ गई, दैट इज़ दी 20. सो टोटल एक्सपेंडिचर हमारा कितना बढ़ गया, 160. सो यहाँ पे क्या है, हमारा प्राइस तो कम हो रहा है, बट वैसे ही जैसे ही प्राइस कम हो रहा है, वैसे ही हमारी क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड भी बढ़ रही है, एंड क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड में इतना चेंज आ रहा है जिसकी वजह से हमारा जो टोटल एक्सपेंडिचर है वो भी इंक्रीज हो रहा है. सो दैट मीन्स बोथ द प्राइस एंड द टोटल एक्सपेंडिचर इज मूविंग इन अपोजिट डायरेक्शन व्हेन द इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड इज ग्रेटर देन 1. नाउ थर्ड केस, व्हेन द इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड इज इक्वल्स टू 1. So here expenditure does not change with a change in price. So that means हमारा जो expenditure है वो हमारा क्या रहेगा, constant, but हमारा price change होगा. For example, if the price of the commodity is 12 and the quantity demanded is 10, then total expenditure will be 10 into 10, that is the 120. If the price is fall from 10 to 12 to 10, then the quantity demanded will increase from 10 to 12. Ultimately, total expenditure will be 120, that is 10 into 12. Now, let's say if the there is again further rise in further decrease in for a price, so ultimately then price is 8, the quantity demanded will increase to 15, then it will up coming out to be 120. So here there is no change in total expenditure, although our price is changing from 10 to 10, 12 to 10 and 10 to 8. So in this cases, the relationship between the expenditure and price elasticity of demand is determined. In the first case, when the both the price and the expenditure move in the same direction. In the second case, hamare price or total expenditure moves in opposite direction. Price kam ho raha hai, but hamara total expenditure bhi bhad raha hai due to, you can say, the high increase in quantity demand. And when the elasticity of demand is equals to 1, then in that case, price to hamara fall ho raha hai, but there is no change in total expenditure. Now, the next topic that we will be covering is the factors affecting the elasticity of demand. There are various factors that affect the demand. In the same way, elasticity of demand is also affected by the various factor. So in case of some goods, we can say hamari quantity jyada change ho jati hai due to change in price as compared to the other goods. For example, if we talk about the luxury goods, agar luxury goods ke price mein change aaya, so ho sakta hai uski demand mein thoda sa change aa jaye. But if we talk about the necessity goods, agar unke price mein jyada change aaya, but uski demand mein itna change nahi aayega because it is the necessity goods. Irrespective of price, aap usko consumption karoge. So this is the basic necessities. So in that context, we can say the elasticity of demand is affected by the various factor. Now what are the various factors? First factor is availability of close substitutes. अगर कुछ commodity के close substitutes हैं, ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा substitutes हैं, उस case में क्या होगा? उसमें demand में बहुत change आ जाएगा due to fall in price. On the other hand, the commodity which has no substitute, उस case में इतना फ़रक नहीं आएगा. For example, there is a, you can say, if there are small change in the price of coffee, coke you can say, agar price badh jata hai ekdam se, so ultimately kya hoga, log kya karenge, shift ho jayenge towards the different products. On the other hand, if we talk about the electricity, as there is no substitute, so us case mein price change ki wajah se itna hamari quantity demanded mein change nahi aayega. Fine, so here we can say the availability of close substitute is one of the factor which affect the price elasticity of demand. Then second factor that affect the price elasticity is the nature of the commodity. So as we know, the demand for necessity goods is less elastic. It does not change so much due to change in price. On the other hand, if we talk about the demand for the luxury goods, it changes due to change in price. Or you can postpone, for example, in case of luxury goods, agar aap dekh rahe ho ki aap abhi nahi consume kar pa rahe ho due to higher price, so ultimately you will wait ki jab tak uska price kam na ho jaye tab tak main nahi khareedunga. So you can avoid the consumption in that case. But in case of necessity goods, for example, medicine hai, food hai, aapko to khana hi hai, matlab that is required the earlier consumption, or you can say the you cannot postpone the consumption in that case. So ultimately the elasticity of demand is vary. Now the third factor, that is the share in total expenditure. Ab kya hoga? Greater proportion hoga expenditure ka. So ultimately kya hoga? More elastic demand hogi, utna hi change aayega. Aur smaller proportion hoga to demand kya hogi? Inelastic, itna change nahi aayega. On the other hand, the next factor, that is the level of price. As we know, demand for a commodity at higher level of price is generally more elastic than the commodity at a lower level of price. For example, agar hum baat kar rahe hain AC, car wagaira, in sab ki demand zyada change aayega due to change in price. On the other hand, agar hum baat kar rahe hain pencil, pen, inke price mein change hone mein itna farak nahi aayega. Now if we talk about the next last factor, that you can say the one of the factor that affect the price elasticity or demand is the level of income. So demand is less elastic for the high level income groups in comparison to the people with the lower income group. For example, agar ek product ka price bad raha hai, so ho sakta hai ki rich people इज नॉट लाइकली टू रिड्यूस इज डिमांड, उसके लिए तो वो अफोर्ड कर सकता है. बट वेन वी टॉक अबाउट फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ अ पुअर कंज्यूमर, अगर उसकी इनकम कम हो रही है सो अल्टीमेटली और प्राइस भी हमारा बढ़ रहा है, तो उस केस में क्या होगा, वो अपनी डिमांड रिड्यूस कर लेगा. सो द लेवल ऑफ कंज्यूमर और यू कैन से द इनकम लेवल ऑफ द कंज्यूमर इज ऑल्सो अफेक्ट द प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड. द नेक्स्ट फैक्टर दैट वी हैव इज द हैबिट. हैबिट इज यू कैन से द सम कंज्यूमर्स आर हैबिटुअल टुवर्ड्स द पर्टिकुलर प्रोडक्ट. सो इफ इवन इफ द प्राइस चेंजेस देर विल बी नो चेंज इन दी क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड. हो सकता है कि ज़्यादा भी बढ़ जाए और हो सकता है कि उतना ही रहे और इतना चेंज ना आए. सो वी कैन से हेयर दिस फैक्टर्स आर दी प्ले अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट रोल इन डिटर्मिनिंग द प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड, हाउ द इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड आर चेंजेस ड्यू टू प्रेजेंस ऑफ दिस फैक्टर. सो इन टूडेज सेशन वी हैव डिस्कस्ड द elasticity of demand, the concept of elasticity of demand, that means how our demand changes due to change in price. We have also discussed the dimension of the elasticity of demand, that is the price, income and the cross elasticity of demand. In this, the how the price of related goods or substituted goods affects, and we have also discussed the types of price elasticity of demands, that is the when the elasticity of demand is, or you can say the degree of price elasticity of demand. And we have also discussed the methods for calculating the price elasticity of demand, that is the percentage change method, geometric method, and also we have discussed the various factors that affect the price elasticity of demand. So we can say the elasticity of demand is play a very important role in determining the quantity demanded of a particular commodity. Thank you.